This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back to oil for a second here. We're going to see what happens tomorrow after that OPEC item I started with. But traders today drove the price of crude down more, I ought to say, off another 4.5%. Gas is cheap, that's great, but falling oil isn't all that good when oil's what you've got to sell. We're going to be talking to people in oil-producing countries over the next couple of weeks to find out how they are dealing with this crude collapse. Daniel Pardo is the BBC correspondent in Caracas, Venezuela, the world's number 8 oil producer. Daniel, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, if you would, how the collapse in oil prices is being felt down there.
Well, after the drop of oil price, obviously the government had to stop spending as much as they did before, and that generated a huge impact in the recent parliamentary elections in December, where the government lost for the first time in 17 years of socialist rule.
Right. So what's not happening down there that used to happen? Are, social welfare programs getting money? What about, gas subsidies, things like that?
The government says that even with the drop of oil price, they will continue spending most of the money in social programs. However, in the past 2 years, we've seen that most of those social programs have been reduced in some way. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
For instance, the government's health program mainly has been to install hundreds of ambulatory care centers all over the country with Cuban doctors in an agreement that the government has with Cuba to exchange oil with doctors. According to the opposition, 68% of those centers are not working.
Venezuela is a member of OPEC, as are Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, three countries that are continuing to pump oil on the market, even though the price is falling. Do you suppose the Venezuelan government has gone to its fellow OPEC members and said, what are you doing here?
Yes, they have several times. Actually, President Nicolas Maduro has insisted that production should be cut or there should be an agreement to increase the price of oil.
So let's say oil stays, as a lot of analysts are saying, at $30 a barrel, maybe even $20 a barrel. As bad as things are now in Venezuela, what does it look like in, 2 years?
It's going to be bad, because the only thing that Venezuela has to save itself is oil. The government is saying that it's launching different programs to increase production that doesn't depend on oil. So, for instance, agriculture or... Mm-hmm. But that's only going to take a while, right, to develop a whole industry that is not oil dependent. So many people are predicting that this government is not going to be able to stay in power.
Daniel Pardo, the BBC Mundo correspondent in Caracas, Venezuela. Daniel, thanks very much.
Thank you.